And I keep asking this question to myself. I ask it constantly, and I still don't get an answer. Weren't these guys supposed to cut spending? I mean, when do the American people wake up? When do they realize it's real simple stuff? It's not brain surgery. It's not nuclear physics. If you want to cut taxes, don't you have to cut spending at some point? If you want to have all the spending, don't you have to raise taxes? I just don't get it, I guess. But let's see what's on your mind. That's been on my mind for a little while, and it just feels good to get it off my chest. But let's see what, Mike, you're on WGNU. What's on your mind?
How you doing today?
Very good.
Anyway, I had something different, but since you mentioned Bush, I'm going to talk about taxes and stuff.
Go ahead.
Now here's my opinion. Now, I'm saying this right, and I get this from Bible. We can't be completely tax-free. Now, I want people to hear me out, because if we did that, we go against the Bible. But at the same time, but even the Bible tells you about paying your taxes. You know, it don't say no certain amount, you know, for the government so they can have what they need.
Where in the Bible does it say that? I am curious.
I've read
now.
It, but I don't know exactly offhand. But it just, when you mentioned Bush, it just came to my mind. You know, the government has to have taxes so they can take care of the needs, you know. I'm talking about the real legitimate needs. You know, I know there'll be some people try to get over you, but, you know, I'm talking about legitimate cases. You ever hear the old saying, one rotten apple spoiled a whole bushel?
Yeah, I have heard that saying. I think that's Shakespeare, but keep going.
Okay, now, because there's good in every race, every culture, and there's bad in everything, in church and stuff. But we just can't eliminate tax altogether, because they go against the Bible. Another way, you know, I think we could help.
The phrase I recall in the Bible, and correct me if I'm wrong, was render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's.
Yeah, there's one, but there's another one about God tells about paying taxes, well, but you're correct in one.
See, I always wondered how much would be Caesar's and how much would be God's. Wouldn't it all be God's?
Well, to tell you the truth without preaching, and I am a real minister, I'm not perfect, but if I tell you the real truth in the spiritual point of view, even I work every day, like Monday through Friday, and whatever you work and whatever you do, actually, even we work for that money, actually that's God's money.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
No, I hear what you're saying. I'm just, you know, I'm used to, if you tell
God,
me it's in the
I'm
Bible, I'd kind of like to know where it is so I could look it up. Maybe it's in the Gospel according to Karl Marx or something?
Oh, well, no, the tithes and offerings, when man robbed God, and tithes and offerings. You know, like if I stole some money out of your wallet, which would be wrong, or if I stole your car, stealing is wrong, right?
I recollect that one. That's one of the commandments. I'm not sure I know them all, but I appreciate your call.
Oh, okay. All right, bye-bye.
Okie dokie. Let's take another call. Rosemary, what's on your mind? Hello? Oh, well, I think we lost her.